Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Charity Lockhart earned a rare golden buzzer on America's Got Talent after initially being stopped by Simon Cowell.
Well, I am 49 years old, going on 50 this year.
Right, Charity, what is your story? Why are you here?
Well, I absolutely love to sing. I love music, but I also love my children. When my kids were younger, we ended up living in a car after a divorce. And all I had was my voice. And so I went to clubs and I went to bars and I asked live bands if I can sing with them, and they would give me a little money at the end of the night. So I entered vocal competitions, not this big. And we won a monetary award, and that gave us our first apartment. So we got our first apartment.
So she tells this story and she starts the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And she gets about three lines in, and Simon Cowell stops her and says, you know what? I want this to work for you, but I'm not feeling this. Mm-hmm. Do you have another song? And then Sam, play what happens. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. Play what happens next.
To get back. To get back home, sleep pretty tall, to not cry. And I will sing a lullaby.
Oh my gosh. Did you watch this live?
I did not watch this part live, no. This may have been after we went to bed. Well, she's got a beautiful voice.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
it's a beautiful voice.
There's a reason I wanted to talk about this story.
Because America's Got Talent is totally framed and rigged?
No. Well, Sam did say out in the newsroom, how did the piano player know just to launch into another song after she started?
So,
and I said, okay, don't look too much into this. I got goosebumps when she sang that song.
So did I.
They hit the golden buzzer. She's going straight to the finals, and she should. She is an incredible talent.
She started singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and it started out pretty good.
It was
fine. Immediately it got really bad. And then Simon Cowell stops her and says, do you have another song? And she goes, I don't know. And then
let me just dig into my bag of tricks over here.
The back and forth. And then he goes, come on, give us another song. And then the piano starts immediately. How did the pianist,
okay,
or however you say it, know to play that song?
Pianist.
With respect, I am not here to poo-poo that show, because it's positive.
It is positive. I love that show.
It is a family show.
Mm-hmm.
I cry and get goosebumps every time they hit that golden buzzer.
Oh, I do too.
Here's why I want to talk about it. A good friend of mine the other day mentioned to me that they are close with someone who has an incredible voice and has tried out multiple times on America's Got Talent and always gets noticed because their voice is so incredible. You know what my friend said to me, why she's never been chosen?
What?
Not because of her voice.
Her looks?
Nope, not because of her looks.
Her weight?
Nope.
She was never homeless.
No backstory.
There is no backstory. And we got into a really interesting conversation about this. There are deserving artists or students or people all around us who have worked hard, right? Mm-hmm. And have the either academic wherewithal or the pipes or the talent, whatever you want to make it about, to go so far in life, but who don't happen to have that peg, that backstory, that reel you in for ratings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in one or two cases on these shows, they've actually found people who have gone pretty far and who lied. And they didn't lie, I mean, honestly, because they weren't talented. They were talented. They lied because they knew without the backstory, you're only going to get so far.
Yeah, okay. Hmm.
And that, to me, is the topic. And we can make this about anything. It doesn't have to be America's Got Talent. I have long said in the college application process, it drove me nuts that one of the questions, even K-State and KU at the time, I don't know that they're still doing it, but at the time, was describe some
trauma
or difficult situation.
I had to do the hardship essay for every single scholarship application.
But Sam, and you worked so hard and dug so hard and got lifted yourself up in all of those things. But there are also incredibly deserving students or performers out there who don't happen to have the backstory of car wreck, cancer, homelessness. And I'm not diminishing the incredible talent that she is that got her to this point, or any of the kids who get the scholarships because they have that. But I think it's almost, especially with the essay and the college application and the scholarships, what if you have an incredibly deserving student who just grew up living a pretty normal life?
Normal middle-class life in name your local suburb, Liberty,
yes.
New Summit, Overland Park. Here's the deal. When it comes to these reality shows or game shows in particular, there are people they are looking for. You remember when you went to The Price is Right?
Yeah.
They sent interns out to interview every single person with a ticket. And what they were looking for, they're looking for one of two things at The Price is Right. And tell me if you think I'm wrong. Bubbly personality.
Yes.
I mean, if you go, yeah, I'm from Shawnee, Kansas. I'm 53 and I went to KU. I'm not getting called down. But if you're like, yeah, I'm going to live in Shawnee. Right. I'm so excited to be here. Oh my God, I can't believe it. This is like a dream come true. It's a bucket list. You definitely have a chance to get called down. If you wear a military uniform to The Price is Right,
yep,
you're coming down.
All of that is true.
On Wheel of Fortune, start watching this. There is never a night where it is not a mixed race panel.
Sure.
Every single night. So
they want equal representation.
Well, yes, that's right. But you'll never see, you know, two black people and one white person. You'll never see three white people.
But on those shows, Scott, they are not asking you, in order to solve the puzzle, tell me about a traumatic experience that you've overcome. And the New York Times did an article on this several years ago called, and I quote, when I applied to school, quote, I didn't want to sell my pain. And it's a fantastic article because that's what they're looking for. It doesn't mean she's any more or less talented. She's an incredible talent without the backstory.
No backstory, no ticket. 913-586-7798. Candace and the others, hang tight. We'll get with all of you in just a moment. 913-586-7798.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.